Our locker room chats continue. It's the final week as Upstate looms large here in Northeast Kansas and across the state. As we now get a chance to continue to talk Frankfort basketball, as we're joined now by boys head coach Ben Steinlage. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, we'll dive into the Substate bracket and how that looks going into next week, but just your quick thoughts on, you know, the regular season as a whole. Your team, 15-6, just pretty consistent for the majority of the year. Third place finish in the TVL tournament. So a lot to be proud of with these guys, and obviously still more to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, definitely felt like we maybe let, you know, a couple slip away early there in our poor league tournament. And, you know, after league tournament, it's kind of been hit and miss on who's been healthy and who's got who we have available and who we can practice with, which has kind of limited us a little bit. And we don't try to make excuses around here, but, you know, I think maybe, you know, if we were at full strength with a couple of those games, maybe there's different outcomes, but you got to roll with what you got, and hopefully we started to kind of turn a corner and get better here day by day this last week and a half or 2 weeks.
Yeah, you wrapped up the regular season Monday, a victory against Lynn to head with a little bit of momentum going into Substate, going on three straight wins now, but I guess there's some good and maybe not so much bad, but obviously now you get a lot of time off with being the 2 seed in the 1A D1 Substate that you guys are hosting, and being that 2 seed, you get a bye and will play next Thursday. You'll get either Troy or Onega. Those two teams are going to play tomorrow night, so the winner of that game you guys will host next Thursday, March 3rd. Obviously the rest is good, but, you know, is rust a potential factor? And obviously you play 2-3 months straight without having this much time off outside of Christmas break, but now all of a sudden you get a hefty bye going into Substate.
Yeah, I think as a coach you always worry about that, and like you mentioned, that it's good to have some time to work on us here, you know, the rest of this week, and then we can prepare, you know, next week for whoever wins tomorrow night. But there's pros and cons. Like you said, a little bit of worry of, you know, getting out of game shape potentially, or developing some, you know, some rust. And it's just hard to simulate game stuff and in practice. I don't care who you have for, you know, kids top to bottom. It's just not quite the same. So, you know, we're going to do our best here to kind of mix some things up and try to make it as close to game-like as possible here, a time or two the rest of this week. So we'll kind of stay on top of things. But, you know, you got to do what you can with the hand you're dealt. So we're going to try and get better here and see what happens next Thursday.
Care Paravel, the top seed in this Substate, they will get the winner of Centralia and Donovan West, who play tomorrow night as well in Centralia. And as we just mentioned, Frankfort getting this rest of the week off, then we'll get back to it Thursday at home. It'll be either against Troy or Onega. Coach, it's been a lot of fun throughout the course of the year. We appreciate it very much, as always, for joining us each week. Congrats on the success so far this season, and continued success moving forward.
Hey, thanks for having me.